teachers are truly missionaries. Divine touch needed. The teachers and students in our school need the divine touch. If a missionary spirit was encouraged, even though it took some hours from the program of study, if there was more faith and spiritual zeal, more of the realization that God can do more for teachers and students than He has done, because in the past His way has been restricted, much of heaven's blessing would be given. There are holy chords yet to be touched. Teachers as well as students need to show greater teachableness. Just in proportion as the true missionary spirit is brought into the education and training of young men and young women, will they be blessed. The students should begin to work in missionary lines where there are those with whom they can communicate to learn how to work. As they do this, they advance, and their intellect grows. They are learning how to work when the school term is ended. As they approach those who are interested, they work under the greatest teacher the world has ever known. It is as essential that they should know how to communicate as that they should receive a knowledge of the truth. The practice of telling others about Christ, of reading and explaining His word, will stamp that word on the mind, and will make the truth their own. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor as thyself. This is God's command. Jesus has given an additional requirement, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. We are not merely to love our neighbor as ourselves, we are to love one another as Christ has loved us. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you, He declared, continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in His love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. The students and also the teachers in our school need to take time to become acquainted with the members of the community in which they live. The love that Christ manifested toward us we must cultivate for others. The truth will not long remain in the heart unless it works by love to save the souls ready to perish. The Lord God of Israel would have us beware of human precision, of making a line on which everyone must tread. A different element must be brought into our schools. Wrong maxims and methods of teaching, which have been looked upon as wholly essential, have been followed. Those connected with our schools must penetrate deeper than their own habits or opinions, which have been idolized as complete authority. The greatest need of our teachers is to live hourly in conscious, loving communion with the principles of truth, righteousness, and mercy, for that is the atmosphere of heaven. There must not be so many studies and duties placed on the students that they will neglect to talk with the Lord Jesus, the great teacher, and let into their hearts the softening, subduing influence of the Spirit that dwelt in Him. It is essential to teach the students how to do missionary work, not only by pen and voice, but by practice in its various lines. There is around us a community that needs to be taught how to cook, how to treat the sick. By doing this line of work, we practice the truth as it is in Jesus. Teachers and students need to learn how to do this work. The teachers must draw from the deep, central source of all moral and intellectual power, asking the Lord to give them the mind that was in Christ Jesus, that every case that calls for sympathy and help, in physical as well as in spiritual lines, may receive their attention. The great teacher cooperates with all the efforts made to relieve suffering humanity. Teach the students to make a practical application of the lessons they have received. As they witness human woe, and the deep poverty of those they are trying to help, they will be stirred with compassion. Their hearts will be softened and subdued by the deep, holy principles revealed in the Word of God. The great physician cooperates with every effort made in behalf of suffering humanity, to give health to the body and light and restoration to the soul. We must give the Lord a chance to do His work, His great work for the soul. Christ is our sufficiency. Each one of us must understand what it means to have the Word of God fulfilled in us. As Christ was in this world, so we are to be. If in this life we are like Him in character, we shall in heaven have His likeness. If there is no likeness between Christ and us in this world, there can be no friendship between Christ and us when He shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him. As religious teachers, we are under obligation to God to teach the students how to engage in medical missionary work. Those who do this work have many opportunities to sow the seeds of truth in a way that will be successful. The heart full of gratitude to God can pray, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, lead me in a plain path, because of mine enemies, or rather, because of mine observers."